Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I honor this privilege that I have to take the first service of the year. And I was just teaching last week the last service, the same of the last year. And that was a privilege, I said, the same. So we're glad to be here. I came with my wife, Lisa. Is down there, I think it's standing. Well, it's short anyway, and you see her down there. The piece of stand down there is my wife, and we have four daughters, and we left them in wealth. And I'm glad I'm here, even I didn't want to come at this cold country down here, at this north country, especially in the winter. So you guys send a special score to bring me here. Nathan and Jennifer Lumber were in wealth, so they scored me so I won't be stuck in any igloo in the way here. So we're glad to make it here, and we're glad to be with you. So I got to run because I have a lot of things to put, two things in one of the in one service. So take with me, please bear with me. If you want to sleep, that's okay. Please do not snore only, and I'll be finished with that. We really appreciate your partnership with us in the Lord's work. When Bruce said, we'd like to come and see what you're doing down there, and I said, I'm not doing anything. Not doing anything. So we are doing work. So let me run through some of the update, and then I will wrap up with something if I have time left for this. We back in Canada in the beginning of July, and I would just want to be like the frog getting cooled down slowly, and then it just bump up in the cold at once. So we came and with the whole family is living in wealth. We have come this time because the second and third daughter are not quite adjusting well to this culture again. So we came to help them out, Lord willing, this year. So Lord, in the Lord's plan, I'm going back to Bolivia February the 10th, and the family will stay here. So anyone that they want like to escape the cold as well is invited to go south and warm up with me down there. Okay, here is the update. We're still in Bolivia. This is Santa Cruz. And we are involved in different activities down there, but I will run to some of them. That's the camp. We're still working in the camp. Bruce, as a team down there, went and helped out them with the electrical part. Is after they left, all the light went burned, so they have to go and fix it back again. No, it's working perfectly. You did a good job and everything. So we do have, we use the camp all year round. And it's a glad in the life for a lot of children, young people, and family as well. There are some games down there, and the commentator down there for the soccer in class, and the. I will run at this one a little faster. This is all the related camp activities that we have, and we have a number of children that go and use the camp. And this guy from Timon has that smart idea, putting those candies in tape and run for his life. And after this 300 kids grab him, he made it alive for this. So he's trying to survive down there, all those kids. We really had that privilege helping this young life and teaching them or providing for them to a place that they can learn about the Lord. This is all the camp and different activities, games. I want to point it out, that one there. This is a new church that we just finished before we came in May. And we moved the church that was started at the camp. We moved now. They have their own church. So I will go back at this one. So this is a more young people, different meetings, camp activities. No. Now the second one, or the next one here, is this Benny missionary trip that I call. We heard that there was another flood who's coming in, so we built our own boat to be prepared. No, there was not another flood. It won't come at this. But we have built this boat to go on some of the Amazon rivers with different teams, especially medical team, and preaching. So we go to these villages along the river, and we teach some Bible stories. The doctor help with the physical need. We take some medicine to them as well. This is how they live. And the only way out, in and out, is the river. So there is a lot of different wild animals out there as well. And the people survive usually hunting and fishing. So because it's a border with Brazil, there's some army guy down there. And we have the same privilege of presenting the gospel as well. And the 13 village that we visited this past May, sorry, the first 2 weeks of June now, because it's another trip, there were only three of them that have churches, Christian churches. The rest, they don't have any Christian business at all. This is inside the boat, some devotional time. This is some of the houses of them. That they have the bases facilities down there. So we take some used clothes as well to provide for them. We take a dentist with us, the doctor that prescribed down there, and my oldest daughter, the one that is sitting, is translating for this brother. And then down here with medicine. So a lot of the medicine we take has been donated from U.S. and Canada, and we provide for them free. There's no cost at all. So a lot of antibiotics and children's vitamins, prenatal vitamins, Tylenols, and all kinds of medicine we provide for them. And we only visit 3 months of the year, this community. And this is a Bible story here to these children. Then my youngest daughter down here helping the dentist. I was glad that he was dead. Some of the children as we say goodbye in the villages. And this is another part where we have set up the clinic just beside the river because there was no place for us. So you see the river way up there that we are beside here. And this team is from Ottawa. This poor fellow got stuck in the hot water, the face. And when we can't get to the village with the big boat, so we use the little one, that's one, to get into. We take some, it's not a used glasses that we take. It's a brand new. And we tested them so they can use this glass. So it's mainly reading glasses that we take. If anyone's like to try as well, this one, it tastes like chickens, you know. it's good. So these guys, they want to prove that we eat them. So they want to see the skin off and then we put in the fry pan, deep fry, and then don't feel hungry now. That's us. And then piranhas as well, we We have this policy to eat them first before they eat us. So it did work so far. So we keep witnessing. It's a great opportunity. It's whatever we can, and how we have that possibility, we present the gospel to these children and to people, because who knows, next year we will find the same people as well. This is our third daughter, Jessica, again, helping as well. So now this is the church that was started at the camp, and it's called the Science Church. And this is how, when we started the building, I will go a little faster than this. The Lord provide, and we help the new church to purchase a piece of property close by the camp, and we help them out as well to build. And with the help of two team Canadians, one from this group, especially from London, Ontario, and Guelph, they help us to put the roof and the walls, and the local as well help. There were 2 weeks there, and after 2 weeks they left, and the church was looking like that. And shortly after, and this is what it was looking inside, it is another team from Timmins came and help us to continue on to put in the plaster, the floor, the walls, the windows, and paint, and another 2 weeks there. A hard work with the local, the church was looking this way. And then the last meeting for them, and the first for the church, it was this one. This past June the 13th, if I am not, 13 or 14. And then the next day, I have a men conference for elders and mission conference that's down there. And Phil Barnes from MSC Canada went and helped us there. And they show up 74 brothers and pastors and deacons and elders for 3 days conference. And this is Phil Parsons from the state as well. So now, I want to stop a little bit here, and I gotta go. It's about the radio. I know that you have been praying for that, and you were helping us at this. You have been involved in this ministry close by. We have been working. It was 2 years ago, somewhere in October or in September somewhere, somebody cut the wire, the anchors of the tower at the radio station at 10 o'clock at night or 11 something, and this is the next day when I went and I found the tower all scrambled down there in the trees everywhere. But the Lord mercy make the dish, if you see down there in this picture, it was just like sitting there. It didn't damage, but this is how the whole tower looks like. It was 78 meters high. It was like that morning when I went, and everything was down. My goodness, what are we going to do, Lord? I said, everything is destroyed. The cables hanging everywhere, here and there. But I think I wrote a week later after that a letter. And Nathan was there shortly before, I think, at this event, that situation. And he has known the ministry. So it came with this idea here at the church and said, well, I have seen these guys and we had to help them out to set up. So I think it was 2 weeks or so later when I took all the cables and see what was good and what wasn't. And most of them were damaged. And we had to start all over again. And with the help of the Lord's people, the Lord provided, and we start welding. These guys down there start doing a new. And it was, the first one was 1-inch galvanized pipe, but now we use 1.5-inch, and we make a little taller as the one that was before as well. So here we are setting back the tower. We don't have those cranes like you guys have here that, you know, you reach until half of the heaven down there and whatever is. We do by hand mostly. So we are putting all those pieces. I don't know how much weight this piece, but it's 20 feet long. And it's hanging already the three cables as well, because we tie on the ground. And then this one piece at a time, we just go up and up. And this is how it looks like now. And shortly after, we put the tower back and put the warning light way up there, you know, and the lightning rod as well. The warning light burned up, so I'm still looking for a volunteer to go and change it. But I don't have anyone yet signed up for that, so I'm still saying the advertiser. So hopefully it will show up with them. So this is the tower, and we moved the anchors. The anchors were low to 50 centimeters, 2 feet above the ground, so we put now to 10 feet. So This is a person standing, so we hope that no one else will cut the and we moved to that shape as well, the anchors, and we added a bigger or thicker cable that is, it will be difficult to cut, but the only problem with that is that we'll make the tower heavy as well. But it is everything okay, and it's up and running now. And then we put back all the cables. And there's two engineers that we hired down there. They connected everything else, and it's working. This is a picture from above down there from up the tower, and you see how many people are already moving around the camp. When we started 4 years ago, there was no people. There was ranches and cattle field. Now there's a lot of people. And 30 kilometers straight in that direction is the city of Santa Cruz with 2 million people. So we are covering now with the radio half of the city. I tried this, I put it in my truck, and I drove this in, and we have the signal. After that is their interference. I don't have real good tune-up for that as well, but this is part of our equipment inside. We have the computer, transmitter, receiver, mixer, and all kind of thing. And this is a little device, a little radio that is made here in Canada, and it's tuned our own stations as well. And it's one little things like that. Making Galcon International is solar power, and we take this radio and we visit the people. We give one of them as well, free, so they can listen and they can change it. They cannot switch and play this one. They have a lot of buttons this zone here because now they are adding a digital Bible in it. So when we are not on the air, they can still listen the Bible as well. So we are looking for partnership with that and buying more from them and taking. The price of this here in Canada is $15 of that. But it's a great tool. I'll tell you one story only of a guy that it was drinking, and he finished the money, and they kicked him out of the bar because he didn't have more money to keep drinking. So he came mad at home and started kicking his wife and children. And when he was trying to find the machete to cut them out, the wife and kids fled. It's 3 a.m. So the guy was by himself. He told me this story. That's why I'm telling you. He said that he was mad at himself. He didn't have anything to do down there. He noticed there was a blue letter radio hanging behind the door. So he went and grabbed this one and put it on. And I told you he can change it to another station. So he was listening to some of the Christian song. He said that by the second song, I don't know how drunk he was, and don't ask me more details of that. The only thing that he said is that he came into his knees and he started praying. He said, "Lord, in some way you are, if this is real what you're saying, help me." And he said that was something happened to him. But he couldn't find his wife and children to tell them. So he waited for the daylight and tried to find them and went. And then and found them and the mother-in-law that was there. So he came and said, "You know, dear, come back home. I'm a different person." And she said, "Yeah, until you have again more money to go and drink." And he said, "No, it's true. I am a different one." So finally convinced them and went home. And the wife was waiting, you know, the first week. He didn't drink and came back with the money. Then the next week, the same. And there was something wrong with this guy. Anyway, something happened. And then he waited a month. And he said, "Where do you get that little radio?" He said, "Just way by the camp down there where the children go." He said, "Let's go and see who this guy was preaching that night." "What night?" "Well, that night that I came drunk and all those kind of things, I want to find him." So they came to the camp. I was there that Saturday afternoon. He came with the family. He told us this story of how he became a Christian, and now he's coming to this new church with the whole family. And not only that, he's a Christian now, he's witnessing to his co-workers down there at work. So the radio, it does work, but I don't know how long it reach or how many people are listening, because I don't have another things that I'll tell you, that I will tell you soon. And this is the new dish that we installed already before we came. Now we have two. Now that is, we work with Transworld Radio. And then this is a new dish that we work with CBC The Voice from Miami. That's the new dish. And the next project that we're working on, and this is the studio. We don't have a recording studio or an office at the camp. And we're working on right now, that's the plan. And these pictures are from last week, actually. And last picture that I put it is from yesterday. So this is how the brother down there in charge, the architect Marcelo, is in charge of the radio. And these two brothers are from the church that they're working on the they're working now, and this is last week. These pictures, and now it looks like that yesterday, Saturday. So this will be our office and our recording studio as well. So we're working in that, and with the Lord, in the Lord's will, we're planning and going this February the 10th to continue. I'm going with six men, three from Canada and three from the state, to continue on in this work. So I usually give some time for some question or something that I showed and I didn't explain well, but at this time I won. Even though the brother Nathan said that I have until 10 to 1 o'clock, and I said, "I don't think so that I will do that long." Anyway, I have a few minutes left. And I really appreciate your effort, your prayers, and support. Now, it's not part of my message, but Hebrews 6:10 said, "The Lord is not unfaithful to forget your labor of love, what you have shown towards the brothers or towards people, and you still show." You read when you can, Hebrews 6:10. So this means that whatever you do, somebody is writing or taking note of that. Even you may not receive a thank you card or a thank you note or a letter or a reply, but it is someone that is writing and keeping note of what you're doing. So of all those good things that you do, keep doing. Because in due time, we shall reap. So the one of the brothers this morning in the first meeting, can we, brother, close this part somewhere down there? That picture, please? Okay. I just don't want you look at them they said, the people ask me, how your daughter are so beautiful and your wife, I always said, from the thorn, the flowers always comes. I said, you go to the country and said the flowers has always come from the thorn. So this is what this look like. So I have a beautiful family. Anyway, thank you. So I was telling you about the work that we do and the resolution that we make, and as the brother was talking this morning, he mentioned about the memorials that there is in different countries in the world to remember some. And then the last brother read about Psalm 90. And it's a great psalm. I was thinking to teach something else, but I changed. And for some reason, I think if the Lord put this in my heart, I changed. And it's about Psalm 90. You know, especially in the New Year's, we make a lot of resolution. We think, we look back at the past years and then, we didn't go to Jamaica or Belize or Honduras for holidays or whatever somewhere. And then I'm going to do this year. Or I'm going to lose some weight. My clothes doesn't fit me anymore. So whatever, now this year I'll do. And we go on and on with that list. And then it's a long list. And it's, you can't achieve that thing. You can't accomplish it. You give up because you said it's too long. You know, I can't do that. You know, let's keep doing or maintain this thing. But the Psalm 90, it just gives us some idea how short life is and how fragile as well it is. You know, we try to make a plans and we try to strive for something and we invest our life and our effort in getting that. And at the end, you know, what is for the things, you know? What I bring there? What we have lost. We have been deterred from the things that we were supposed to do because we were looking for something that it won't satisfy. I think in this Psalms 90, no one like Moses has seen so many funerals in the desert. Has walked 40 years with the Lord down there, and these people that denied the Lord, so the Lord was buried them. And Moses attended most of the funeral and see them. See, he wrote this psalm. And put it down there, you know, teach us, Lord. And goes on to see or to demonstrate that this life is so short and compared to eternity. So he comes and said, and asks himself, Lord, teach us, show us what is the way, the good things that we should be involved or we should do. The eternity compared to the frailty of man's of life. We all as men, we try to store treasure in this world that somebody else will use it or somebody else may enjoy with this. No one than Moses understands how fragile is life and how short it is. When he was condemned in the journey of the wilderness for 40 years, until all this generation of his generation has died in past. What tragic. It was probably to see all those moments for Moses. And at the end, he sat down and wrote this song. And it's the one that we have to think about tonight, today. Teach us. Make us wise, Lord, in how we should live. How should we invest our life? Because they're short. And it's like a widow, like a grass, like a flower that comes. And we are pilgrims passing on, going to our permanent land. He was a pilgrim to the very end. For he was leaning in his on the top of a staff, all thinking, oh, how the Lord has done it over all those years in his life. So at the end, he asked the Lord, Lord, teach us, guide us, show us. For 80 now years, Moses has lived somewhere. He was trying to settle down in somewhere. It was tried first in Egypt and then Midian and then there and this and that. But it was not the plan of the Lord. He was in constant moving on and on, looking for that land, for that place that there will be eternal. What are you looking for today? What is your resolution for this year? Either something more in a house or new toys or something in the list of the last year that you didn't get it, you want it this year. Psalm 91:9 says, for you have made, Lord, my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Moses addressed to the God of Elohim, the God of power, the God of creation, the God that controls all. It's hard for us to understand our God and to think of the greatness of God and compared to our fragile and short life. And Moses, talking to the Lord many times and encounter face to face to him, is still asking, Lord, please help me to understand or teach me to find the best or to make the most of my short life. Those of us whose godly ancestors certainly have a rich heritage and ought to be thankful in the midst of a changing world, living as we do in a frail tent. We as a Christian has to submit our plans and our desire in life to a divine guide, a God that wants for us the best and is our refuge and our eternal dwelling place and everlasting home. God, Dr. Schaeffer said, used to say, the secret sin on earth is open as candle in heaven. The angels are watching you, so they see you down here, what we do. So, if we make a plan with God, it will never fail. Because God will sustain all our new resolutions, all our new plans. Because he always won, and he always know what is the best for us. Psalm 139:11-12 said, if I said, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. So God of Israel intended for them to give a place and a refuge all the time, but they denied. They didn't want God to be in the midst or in their life. And the Lord and Moses buried all of them in the desert. So maybe one of us as well here don't want to put God in our resolution. Don't want to put first the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't want to put how to become closer to him in the new resolution. We may be buried before the promised land. Moses reflected on Israel's sad experience of denying to follow the Lord and to receive guidance from him and to be the God that live among them. They denied and they decide a foolish decision that led to decades of trial and defeat in the wilderness until everybody has disappeared. Moses, that has witnessed all of this, wrote of this one. We finish our eyes like a sight and marvel that all went by so fast. So now is the time to ask God for wisdom to become a better student of the Word of God, a better Christian, a better husband, a better wife, a better children, a better son of God. What would that they were wise, that they would understand this, that they would discern their future. We use a calendar to number our days, but the Lord has a different calendar to number our success for his work. How can we involve in the Lord's ministry more and more? How we can pray or accompany others that they are doing already? We need wisdom from God. So that's why Moses prayed, "Teach us. You have swept them away like a flood. They fall asleep in the morning like the grass which sprouts new. In the morning it flourishes and sprouts new. Toward the evening he just fake and withered away. For all our days has declined in your fury. And we have finished our years like a sigh. As for the day of our life, they contain few. And the more strength, a little more. Or if we do, to strength, a little bit more. But all, yet their pride is but labor and sorrow. But soon it is gone and fly away." So what do you want to be written in your tomb someday? A man or woman that walk with the Lord and work for him and change something in life of others or children or young people for eternity. Or just you want somebody to walk by and won't know who is there. Our life like a shadow, they finish. And just as a tent in all our fathers were, our days in this earth are like a shadow, and there is no hope. Only in our Lord Jesus Christ, who keep us and sustain and numbers all our day and this earth. So may the Lord bless you and help you to count and help us to number our days and here so we can make the most of all our days here. Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for giving us this opportunity to be part of your work and your labor. You don't need us. You could do the other way. But just you choose to get us involved in this great ministry and to help others and to pray for others and to teach others and to send others. So help us to be a good servant and a faithful as well. As we or you gave us opportunity and this earn more to accomplish the purpose that you have leave us here to do. Help us to finish and to finish strong. We pray all the things in Jesus' name. Amen.